Chapter 18. November 28th of Year 1. The incubation chamber outdid itself. After only one failed attempt, it created new life. Adam and Eve 2.0. I compare the two with their predecessors and can find no differences, though I know there must be deviations. When the cellular duplication machinery copies information from the DNA and then translates this into proteins, there are always small alterations. Even monozygotic twins are not identical, but I lack the technology for finding these differences. Therefore, I will never find out how the second generation differed from the first. Adam and Eve 1.0 now are only unrealized possibilities, like in quantum physics when a decision happens by chance. I imagine a universe in which they did not die, perhaps because Messenger started a month later and was therefore less affected by the shockwave. They would be born, grow up, explore Proxima B, and finally die. However, this branch of history does not seem much kinder to me. Ultimately, Adam and Eve 2.0, who are currently waiting for my okay in the incubation chamber, would have no chance there either. But was this really a chance? An opportunity? Or were my passengers facing the worst punishment imaginable, a life of solitude they had not chosen, for which no one had asked their approval? At this moment, I have the ability to save them from long years of torment and pain. If I do not give the starting signal to the incubation chamber, the fertilized cells will not develop into human beings. I feel the burden of responsibility the Creator has placed on me even more so than I did the first time. It seems to strangle my throat. I understand this was necessary. If, for instance, I was no longer functional, Adam and Eve would have to grow up without me. They will not need me in the incubation chamber. But afterward, I don't even want to imagine two newborns alone in a spaceship. What would happen if I deactivate the incubation chamber? The mission would fail, and no one would ever find out the reason why. If the passengers are not born, Messenger would keep its current form. The ship would keep flying through the void of space for a very long time. I would be alone until I maneuver the ship into a star. I don't know whether I could stand that. To be honest, I have to admit, I'm already looking forward to my coming role as a father.